Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today, we're going to talk about, I think it's a really interesting topic, why do top performers have such a hard time taking care of themselves?
Yes, I love this topic.
Go ahead, then you start.
Yeah, so, we came up with this topic because we have clients who we are so very fond of, and they are often top performers, and they tend to demand a lot of themselves. Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is top performers have higher pain thresholds than many people do. They often have, they have a great deal of stamina. They often see themselves as stronger and having fewer needs than the people that they're leading or working with. And I think they also become used to being kind of superheroes. Mm-hmm. And so you can, if you're used to that over and over and over again, doing the heroic, then you can have a very hard time taking off the cape. Like you just literally don't know how to slow down and take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. So, and I also think there's a fear often that comes with top performers that if they do slow down or take a break, things will start to fall apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I think that's actually very true.
From your experience.
Yeah, I think that's really true. What I notice is that it feels selfish to take care of yourself and self-indulgent.
That's a great word, yeah.
And that's what I feel from my clients that won't stop to go to the gym or stop to even go to the doctor.
Yeah,
it feels like they shouldn't need that.
Right.
That's not for me. Basically what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So, what I always say to people is, well, if you don't take a vacation and you don't stop, you're going to be forced to take a vacation.
Right.
You're going to end up in the hospital with something.
Right.
Like
right.
Take a medical vacation.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's not fun. Mm-hmm. So, we spend a lot of time with our high performing clients, really trying to get them to have a more balanced life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to incorporate the discipline, it really is a discipline of remembering to take care of yourself.
Right. It has to become, I think, a habit.
Yeah, it has to become a habit.
And you want to start very small, because the other thing about top performers is they have high expectations of themselves. So they think, I should be going to the gym every day, or
I'm going to run a marathon.
Exactly.
Tomorrow.
And to your point, Kathy, also they don't think they have the time for it.
Yeah.
Because other people need things from them. So the whole thing of making it a habit, whether it's a once a week thing at the very beginning or twice a week or just one simple action that you can take, is the way to try to get this groove in your brain.
Yeah. So... I agree with you. One small action, do one thing, whether you're going to tackle food or you're going to tackle exercise or meditation or just getting your health, all of your appointments scheduled and going to all your doctor's appointments, which everybody should do. So you start with one thing.
Or sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's a
huge
big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a way to begin. It's always a battle with our really high-performing clients to get them to continue it.
Yes.
Like they tend to put things before it. Oh, yeah. I met with a trainer, and now don't have time. Yeah. So there's something that always... So it's a commitment to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That this is going to become a priority in your life. Because if you don't... here's the thing. Nobody... You're not responsible to anyone else. You're only responsible to yourself.
Yeah, that's a hard thing.
And that's where I think it gets screwy.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you can, maybe with your partner or maybe with somebody else's help, you can have a commitment bond with somebody else.
Yes. So I like that idea. And I will say that one of the things that I've found can sometimes work for high performers is to have a, like almost an action partner, you know, so whether it's a gym buddy, someone who you agree to meet with, whether it's a nutritionist who's going to help you design a food regimen that works for you, whether it's a therapist who's going to help you just look at the whole picture and figure out what's one way to take care of yourself. But you need that other. And actually, one interesting thing about top performers is they tend to feel more obligated to show up for others than themselves.
Right.
So if you can install someone in some way, that could be helpful.
I mean, so top performers are committed to being a top performer. So this was, it's just a matter of understanding that, that there's only so long you can sustain that without really taking care of yourself. So it's, I think it's a mind game where, you know, you have, you don't want to wait till you're being told by a physician that if you don't stop this lifestyle, you know, you're going to be in trouble. You know, hopefully you can figure it out prior. And just commit to, as we were saying, small steps towards it.
Logan, you I'm sure you have worked with a number of people who you would say are top performers.
And it does. It usually takes a physician telling them, unfortunately, you know, or some kind of injury, or I'm so stressed I haven't slept in 3 days for them to, oh, I think something's wrong here.
Exactly.
It usually comes with some kind of physical
problem,
something
that
stops them.
Right.
Calling their attention.
There usually is an incident or an event, something where they catch a photo of themselves that they didn't, that was taken at a weird angle, and they think, oh my God,
right.
I need to exercise and diet. That I have heard. So, you know, if that's what it's going to take, that's what it's going to take for some people. For me, it was the number. It was an age, a particular age that I hit with an O, you know, it was one of the one of those. And that's what made me. It's like, okay, well, it's now or never. You know, this is it.
For me, it was I lacked balance. I knew I severely lacked balance, but also I wasn't having fun, enough fun. You know, because I was always on task for something. What's the next thing that has to be accomplished? I remember years ago, I started taking funky aerobics Wednesday nights. And that was the beginning of setting a boundary in my life that every Wednesday night I had to get to that friggin' class. And I would almost start crying. I was having so much fun there.
And then that's a habit. That's a like tangible habit.
It was
habit,
the beginning.
Just once a week that you could commit to.
Right. So that's our words of wisdom for this week.
So you high performers out there, we wish you the best. Join us next time for another My Crazy Overtime. And between now and then, we hope you're able to take some care.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.